Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The European Union barred Pakistan's international airlines from its airspace this week. The U.S. may soon do the same. That's because the state-owned carrier has been rocked by scandal and a slipping safety record. Just last week, Pakistan's aviation minister told Parliament that about one-third of Pakistan's pilots obtained their licenses fraudulently. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
There was a time when Pakistan's state-owned carrier was the pride of the nation.
We are PIA, Pakistan International Airlines.
An airline with glamorous hostesses whose uniforms were designed by Pierre Cardin and who flew all over the world.
PIA used to fly everywhere. Khartoum, Algiers, Birmingham, Amsterdam, Milan, Rome.
That's Tahir Imran. He's a freelance reporter who's covered the PIA for two decades.
It was like the first airline out of the Iron Curtain to fly to Beijing.
Henry Kissinger flew on PIA to Beijing 40 years ago for a secret meeting that paved the way for relations between the US and China. But PIA's been in decline for years. The carrier's heavily subsidized, overstaffed, stuffed with political appointments. It has a history of safety problems. And in May, one of its planes smashed into a Karachi suburb, killing nearly 100 people. Weeks later, in late June, the aviation minister, Ghulam Sarwar Khan, presented an initial report into the accident. He blamed pilots for the crash.
Fake hota hai.
Then he said he'd reveal some information that would have a shocking impact. One-third of all pilots licensed in Pakistan, 262 people, got somebody else to sit their exams. They aren't qualified to fly. Within hours, the international body governing air transportation said it was concerned, and PIA said it had grounded 150 pilots. A few days later, the European Union's Aviation Safety Agency suspended the PIA for 6 months, citing the minister's revelations. Now, aviation watchers in Pakistan worry that the US could soon take action.
PIA operates a flight to New York at the moment, to JFK Airport, which could potentially be impacted.
Khurram Hussain is a business writer. He says the New York flight is lucrative, and without the US...
your entire status as an international airline is now in the balance.
But industry watchers say the aviation minister exaggerated the number of pilots with fraudulent papers. The opposition and unions believe this scandal was engineered to weaken the PIA so it can finally be privatized. But one government spokeswoman wrote on Twitter that the PIA's six-month suspension by the EU was an opportunity to finally fix the airline. But the fallout has hurt more than the PIA. This is Hussain, the business writer.
What is clear is that the damage those words have caused is substantial, not just the airline, but the entire aviation sector of Pakistan.
Dozens of Pakistani pilots and flight engineers work abroad, and regional carriers in countries like Vietnam and Malaysia have grounded them, saying they need to investigate their credentials. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.